Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's December 12, 2016, and this is episode 553. I recently got hold of a roll of Signa Smooth 270, a new supple and smooth fine art paper. And today we're going to take a look at this beautiful new offering from my friends at Breathing Colour. It seems like Breathing Colour are releasing new paper on a very quick cycle these days, and that can be considered a good thing and a bad thing. But the bad thing mindset is a somewhat selfish one, and I'm talking about myself here too. Why? Because I love being in a place where I'm happy with my decisions regarding options available to me. I like to decide on something, then run with it for a long while. There's a relaxing beauty in contentment. So when something new comes along, you have to rethink strategies and decide whether to embrace it or push it aside. With my cameras, I'm often asked why I don't shoot mirrorless, and although I've given it a lot of thought, I'm still with my big Canon camera gear because I'm totally happy with it. It's like being in a good marriage. You don't have an affair if you're totally happy with your own spouse. One of the few areas that I can safely say, though, that I'm generally always happy to be forced to rethink my current state of contentment is fine art printing media. Actually, let me add to that. Here's the thing. I'm totally happy with my decision to, in general, only use Breathing Colour media. Breathing Colour has, over the last 6 years, from my own perspective that is, continued to provide options for absolutely everything that I need in inkjet media. So I'm not generally out there looking for other manufacturers. If something incredible came along, I might be tempted, but I'm generally just not even looking. When it comes to my chosen fine art printing media, I'm in a state of contentment, but continue to remain open to new solutions, probably because of my trust in Breathing Colour. I was totally happy with Optica 1, although that did contain OBAs, or optical brightening agents, which I wasn't so sold on. Then along came OBA-free Pure Smooth. I still had some Optica 1 stock left, but decided to change to Pure Smooth as I ran my stock down. Just as I'd begun to hang my hat on Pure Smooth, Pure Bagasse Smooth came along and had a nice eco-friendly appeal to it, being made from sugarcane waste product, in addition to being brighter white and archival. So as my Pura Smooth ran out, I transitioned to Pura Bagasse Smooth, which I'm still very happy with. So when Breathing Colour contacted me about Signa Smooth last week, my knee-jerk reaction was not again. But that feeling lasted about 15 seconds, as my trust for this great company made me realize that I should at least take a look. After all, there was the promise of even whiter paper, no OBAs still, and incredibly wide gamut. And no printer worth their salt will ever pass up a chance to increase their printing gamut. So, a few days later, I'm profiling a roll of Signa Smooth 270, and almost 30 feet of test prints later, I'm really happy to find a place for this new media in my printing, and to share my findings and reasoning with you today. Let's start with the premise that most matte fine art paper isn't ideal for high-resolution photo prints, but as we'll see, Signa Smooth breaks that mold and does it in style. It has a stunning detail and incredibly wide gamut for fine art matte paper. One of the best tests of a paper's gamut is seeing how it prints vibrant greens and yellows. So for this test, I picked a photo from this year's Iceland tour that you can see now. If you can't see the images on a device that you might be listening on, then the best thing to do is to go to the blog at mbp.ac/553 and view the images there. Click on them as well to open up the larger image in your browser. That's the web version, but here is a photograph of the printed image, and I'm sure you'll agree that the colour reproduction is absolutely incredible. I'm really blown away with this media, especially when you consider that it's a matte fine art paper. When you look at the photo of the print, keep in mind that I shot this under window light, so it gets darker towards the left side, and I purposefully didn't correct the image at all so that you can see what I saw via my camera. I also shot a close-up of a portion of the print to help you to see the detail. It wasn't that light in my studio today, so I had to keep a relatively large aperture as I was hand-holding the camera, trying to get stuck into the preparation for this episode, but I think you'll still be able to appreciate just how much detail this paper provides. As I mentioned, this paper is OBA-free, yet still bright white. Breathing Colour have continuously improved on the whiteness of their paper even after they moved away from including optical brightening agents to make the surface of the paper appear more white. As a quick recap, OBAs are added to some paper to make it react to ultraviolet light so that it glows like white shirt collars used to at discos, and under normal light, this makes the paper appear whiter. The problem with OBAs is that they can make the paper unstable and break down over time. So although you still get archival paper that contains OBAs, it's generally considered to be a bad thing and should be avoided when possible. I also printed this black and white photo from Iceland to see how Cygnus Smooth handles these deep, almost black greys, and I was again very impressed. As you can see in this close-up photograph of the Umbrella Man, there's no pooling in the black ink whatsoever, even in the very darkest areas. By the way, all of my test prints are 18 by 24 inches. I was using a 24-inch wide roll, and I just like this size. It's not huge, but plenty big enough to really appreciate the detail in the images. It's also a standard paper size, Arch C, and I have some large eToya art folios to store these prints in, as I mentioned in episode 449. So I tend to go with this size when testing, although it isn't the cheapest way to go about this. Of course, the ability of a paper to hold lots of ink is one thing, but we also need to be able to differentiate between very subtle light tones. So I also printed this photo of a tree on a hill from my Hokkaido landscape photography adventure tour this year. Look at how well this media handles that subtle difference between the brow of the snow-covered hill and the white sky above it. This is, of course, a tribute to the Pro 4000, which is an amazing printer. Note too that although in my review of the Pro 4000, I mentioned that printing on matte media did not produce as good results as my old IPF 6350, during these tests, I've figured out how to work around that. I don't know yet if it's a problem with the printer, its software, or how third-party tools like Capture One Pro and Lightroom interact with it, but I've figured it out. I'll provide a report and the workaround for this as soon as I can in a future episode. Next week, if I can pull it together before I start traveling again in a few days. Matte paper, because of its obvious quality of being non-reflective, often can seem a little lackluster. So one of the last images that I chose to test with is this image of the blue ice on the beach in Iceland. I chose this because I wanted to see how well the translucent feel of the ice came across in Cigna Smooth. Again, I'm sure you can appreciate from this photograph that I'm very happy with the results. There is a translucency about the image that you'd normally associate with luster or gloss media. Of course, other paper comes close, and I'd love to show you this on Pure Abogast Smooth as well, but I'm afraid I just used up the last of my stock doing some test prints for a meeting with five engineers from Canon last week to talk about the Pro 4000. Plus, with my finding out about the workaround that I mentioned earlier, I'm not really confident enough in my original matte prints from the Pro 4000, so I can't just print the same photo as I did before for comparison either. What I do want to do though is compare the specs with Pure Abogast Smooth to enable me to place Cigna Smooth in my printing process. Firstly, Cigna is 17mm thick and weighs in at 270 GSM compared to my standard fine art matte paper Pure Abogast Smooth, which is 20mm thick and 320 GSM. It's a little bit lighter, and this might not be what you're looking for in terms of a heavyweight fine art media. I urge you to not simply rule out this new offering based on its weight though, as I'll explain. Cigna is $100 for 24-inch by 50-foot roll, compared to Pure Abogast Smooth at $159 for 24-inch by 40 feet. So Cigna is more cost-effective. You could use Cigna as a somewhat cheaper alternative for personal or test prints if you absolutely must have a very heavyweight paper for customers. Honestly though, the weight at 270 GSM is still nice, and from this comes a beautiful suppleness when handling Cigna. It's much less rigid than Pure Abogast, yet has a very smooth feel to it, while still providing a rich quality experience. I still haven't made up my own mind on how I will use Cigna Smooth in my product lineup, but I know already that I'm going to be ordering another roll for use in my personal printing. It is less heavy to store in my eToya art folios and beautiful to the touch, and with this level of detail and gamut, it's just impossible to ignore. I haven't heard how close this media is to achieving archival certification, or even if it's actually being sought. But from previous new releases, I'd imagine that the Breathing Colour team are working towards this and will add an archival quality certificate at some point. Right now, this paper is not archival certified, so keep that in mind as you consider how you might use it. For myself, I'm going to continue to use Cigna as my personal printing favourite, and probably as a very high quality product to use for printing educational purposes, and I'll gradually work it into my product line as the archival certification is reached. It's just too beautiful and rich to push aside just because it's not certified. It's not all great news though. There was one downside to Cigna Smooth that I feel I should tell you about. And that is that this paper creates a lot of dust when cut, and I mean a lot. After printing 28 feet of this paper during my tests, the floor around my printer was covered in white flecks from cutting the paper, as was the table where I placed the prints. The good thing is that this doesn't seem to adhere to the face of the paper, at least not with the Pro 4000. Which now feeds paper upside down, partly to avoid this kind of issue, as it's hard for dust to settle on the media now. If you do get dust on the face of the paper and then print on it, of course you apply the ink to the dust, and that then falls off later, leaving a white mark on the photo, because no ink was applied. I did not see this with Cigna, but I'd say that there may be risk of this happening depending on your printer. So, in conclusion, as you might already guess, despite the dustiness and lack of archival certification, I give a huge thumbs up for Breathing Colour's new Cygna Smooth 270 matte fine art paper. As I mentioned earlier, I didn't think I needed this paper until I saw it, and now it's a part of my printing to stay, or at least until it's replaced by something better. You can buy Breathing Colour Cygna Smooth 270 at Breathing Colour under the products, and I'll put a link in the post for today's episode at mbp.ac/553. And don't forget, if you're new to Breathing Colour, you can use the voucher MBP20 to save $20 off your order. Using this code also lets Breathing Colour know that I sent you, so please do use the code if you heard about this product from me. Okay, so we'll start to wrap it up there, but before we finished, I wanted to just mention that I'm going to be traveling again for a few weeks from 2 days from now, and I've been too busy to create any extra episodes for release while I'm away. I'm going to try really hard to take a break from packing tomorrow and create one more episode for release, but unless I'm able to record something while I'm on the road, I will probably be skipping an episode, and if things don't work out as well as they could, then I might be skipping the next 2 weeks. So sorry about that if you don't hear anything from me, but everything's okay. It's just that I'm busy doing the stuff that we love doing. So I thank you for listening today. If you enjoy this episode, please share a link with your friends, subscribe in iTunes or your favorite podcast program to ensure uninterrupted delivery. And if you have a moment to rate the podcast or leave us a review in iTunes, that helps to keep us relevant in the huge number of podcasts out there now. You can find me on Google+, Twitter, Instagram and Facebook, etc. And links to everything that I'm up to are at the top page at martinbaileyphotography.com, so do drop by and take a look. I'll be back next week, or in 3 weeks' time, with another episode. But in the meantime, you take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.